This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis is set to become the next chief minister of the state of Maharashtra. He will take oath as the Mahayuti's chief minister for the third time tomorrow in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior leaders of the alliance in Mumbai. In the BJP's core committee meeting today in Mumbai, he was elected as the legislative party leader in the presence of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who were appointed as BJP's central observers for the same. MLA Chandrakant Patil and Sudhir Mugantiwar proposed the name of the Fadnavis, who was supported by all the newly elected legislators. Addressing the meeting, Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asserted that the unprecedented mandate of Maharashtra's 14 crore people is a clear message of people's trust in the Prime Minister's vision of Viksit Bharat. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis thanked the Mahayuti allies and the voters of Maharashtra for the huge mandate and asserted that his government's first priority would be to fulfill the promises made to the people. He added that they will work together to bring the state at the top spot in every sector. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. Moving the bill, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the bill is intended to bring more efficiency in the railway sector. He said 44,000 kilometers of railways networks were electrified in the last 10 years. Speaking on the bill, Manoj Kumar of Congress expressed apprehensions that the bill will open up the railways to privatization. He also raised the issue of high ticket fares in Vande Bharat trains. Ravi Kishan of the BJP highlighted the achievements of railways under the Modi government. He said the corruption-ridden image of railways has been reformed since 2014. Minister for Communications Jyoti Raditya Sindhya has said that the revival package extended by the government to BSNL in 2019 has transformed the telecom company from a loss-making entity to a profit-making one. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Sindhya said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, it is the government's responsibility to take care of over 50,000 employees of BSNL. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the government has approved 2 crore 95 lakh houses in its efforts to provide pakka houses for every poor person. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi today, he said that 2 crore more houses will be built in the next 5 years. He added that under PM Awas Yojana Rural, 38 lakh houses have been allotted, for which more than 10,600 crore rupees funds have been released. He said that under PM Janman, more than 46,000 houses have been allotted for the year 2024-25 specifically for tribal families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to the Indian Navy personnel on the occasion of Navy Day today. In a social media post, Modi wrote, "The valiant personnel of the Navy protect the country's seas with unmatched courage and dedication." Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh extended greetings to all Indian Navy personnel and their families on the occasion of Navy Day. In a social media post, Singh said that Indian Navy is an important pillar in the national security architecture and in safeguarding India's maritime security. Foreign Minister of Kuwait Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. Al-Yahya, who is on a two-day visit to India, reached New Delhi yesterday. He will also hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said the visit of the Foreign Minister of Kuwait will further strengthen India-Kuwait's multifaceted relations. Israel has warned that it would expand its attacks to target Lebanon if the fragile truce with Hezbollah collapses. The warning comes after Hezbollah fired two mortars at a disputed border area on Monday, accusing Israel of violating the truce. In response, Israel launched airstrikes on over 20 sites in Lebanon. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.